Welcome to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. My name is Sam Katadia, and we're going to be discussing performance in all walks of life. And we hope that this podcast will develop your curiosity and your insight around what it means to perform well.
Hey, welcome back to the Sam Katadia podcast. So, what are we going to talk about today, Sam?
Well, I know you've sort of mentioned it practically in the world we're living at the moment, where we're under a current pandemic and all sorts of social restrictions are coming in. We've got government enforcements on how we move through this planet. So, you know, maybe we can go into that a little bit more and see how some of the things that we're already discussing can tie into these apparent uncertain times.
So when you say apparent uncertain, what do you mean by that? Because it does seem obvious that it's uncertain. The chaos.
Yeah. Good question. I think chaos moves, chaos changes, experience changes. So I guess the words appearance or experience alludes to the transitory nature of what's happening now. And yeah, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of concern in the world at the moment. And I guess it's helpful for us to again anchor on those elements of our experience that don't change, that being our awareness of it, as we said in previous conversation, be the knowingly aware of the bit in our experience that doesn't change, which is our awareness of it. The story, yes, is full of uncertainty, and as I said, I think the word confusion is appropriate at the moment. There is definitely that happening. I guess what I mean by apparent is that, you know, it cannot sustain itself ultimately.
So in that respects, as a person experiencing the chaos, isn't their experience of, you know, the mental illness of being locked inside valid? Or is that, you know, still... How would you speak to that from a space of non-dual exploration?
Well, you've got to do what feels right. I think in times of confusion, I do believe that common sense really does have a good anchor on how we interact with the world at the moment. I don't want this to be about lecturing people about how they should be behaving, because we just don't have that capacity to say you are doing something wrong. I think what's more powerful is to investigate how this is impacting our actual experience of life. Okay, so let's say from a non-dual perspective, which all teachings throughout time point to this infinite nature of being that's free, that's permanent, that is expansive. And those qualities I don't see being played out at the moment in the world. So if, let's just take the stance that is our true nature, are we going to find more stability in the world if we lock ourselves away indefinitely? Are we going to live a life that feels expansive if we are stressed and confused about what we should do? I think in this time, it's a calling to look at how we live our lives. And another poignant question is my diet supporting my immune system? Are the products that I buy encouraging a sort of a healthy and a flourishing life? Am I so vested in materials and the system that anything that comes back at me effectively makes me feel even more isolated? I mean, it's such a hard subject to explore for me. I find it really tricky, but it almost makes it more exciting how a non-dual exploration relates to COVID. I think in pure non-dual terms, if you're going out to somehow fix a world, if you're somehow pioneering and being righteous that we need to do X to make this world better, I think that there is a conflict within your non-dual exploration. However, if we identify ourselves which that is free, infinite, unchanging, permanent, reliable, then I think that we somehow as agencies of that awareness take on the qualities of that space, that flowing nature that pervades all. And Alan Watts is an absolutely brilliant talker of the sort of infinite flow of nature and the universe. If we relate and identify with that more, I think that it will inform our decisions. Healthier decisions will arise. Let me take myself, for example. I'm trying to grow my own food. I haven't bought any sort of pre-packed vegetables from the supermarket for months now. I'm drinking celery juice. I can't say as I created an elaborate goal-setting plan to do all of these things to combat COVID. They arose the more I identified with that which is within me that doesn't change. Identifying with that, and I'm seeing decisions arise that seem far more healthy and wise.
Brilliant. So, you know, for some people listening to this who don't feel they have the option to do that, how do they go about, you know, exploring for themselves the natural decision making that comes about from the exploration with the nature of mind, when all they want to do is, you know, not feel the isolation, the anxiety and the fear, the pervasive fear, and also the polarization? There's an intense amount of polarization globally about all aspects of being human.
I think, again, there's nothing wrong in anything that we're doing, and anything that seems the right thing to do. What we must do is, as often as possible, start becoming deeply curious and fascinated by that element of our experience that does not change. Now, the movie as it, and COVID and the experiences that we're happening are real, but they can't be relied upon because they're always changing. So the more we try to fix and feel safe within the movie, the more we feel like we're trying to manage something that is ultimately outside of our control. Now, if we adopt that approach, we'll constantly keep trying to change, juggle, manipulate the story, and ultimately that will shrink our freedom, our liberties, and our sense of choice and freedom. So we've just got to be mindful. Yes, there is the experience of a pandemic, but it ultimately isn't us. And in that, there is a sense of letting go. Now, you may still want to wear a mask, you may still want to continue your life, who knows what decisions will arise, but the more we know that the movie is just a fleeting appearance for all of us in our separate sort of mind bodies and experience, our unique experiences, we do share in an unchanging being which we all have access to, irrespective of circumstance. And anyone that's listening to this, whatever you're experiencing or going through, start being curious about what doesn't change in your experience. See how that informs and influences, infiltrates, if you like, the story that's playing out. I certainly feel lighter by identifying with that doesn't change. I definitely feel that there's an enlightening in my space. Almost everything, although is still happening and there, I'm not disputing that, is starting to feel a bit more transparent, which is, again, sort of enlightening my interaction with what arises.
Fantastic.
Thanks everybody for tuning into my podcast channel for this episode. Hope to see and hear from you all soon.